friends, this year should be a special schus for all those who are sick with the coronavirus. The Gemara in Maseches Sotah, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Yiras Hashem Bini Vamelech Im Shonim Al Tisarayv. So Rav Yitzchak explains the pasuk that the pasuk says that you should not mix in with those, you should fear God, my son, and a king. With those who are different, don't get mixed in. What does this mean? So Rav Yitzchak says, Eil Shishonim Halachos. He explains the end of the pasuk. You shouldn't mix in with shonim, not different, but those who learn halachas, meaning those who just learn mishnayos, but they don't learn the reasons for the mishnayos. They're not mishamish tamid chacham. Rashi says, shonim halachos shaloshim shelo tamid chachamim v'lo kpidu al tameh mishnayos. They learn halachas, but they weren't mishamish. They didn't serve tamid chacham. They didn't go to shiurim, and they're not makpid to learn why the mishnah says what it says. So Frakti Gemara Pshita, of course you shouldn't mix in with these people. And the Gemara Ma'ad the same as Shonim Bechet, Kudrafuna Dem Rafuna Kevin Shavradim Aver Vishanaba, Hutralo Kamash Malan. So you might think it's Pashut. How are we going to explain the Pasuk differently? So the Gemara says, you might think Shonim Bechet, that it's talking about those who sin again and again. Like Rafuna says, when a person does an Avera and he repeats the Avera, Huchrelo, it becomes mutter to him, it becomes to him like heter. So the pasuk is telling you not to go near these people who repeat sins, because once you repeat sins, it becomes like mutter to you. Kamash malan, but that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk is telling you don't mix in with those who learn mishnayos, and don't learn the tameh mishnah mishamish tameh chachamim. So the achronim ask here an obvious kasha. And that is, what's the pshita on Divrei Rav Yitzchak? So of course the pasuk means Eilu Shishonim Halachos. That's so pasha to you. Why is that so pasha to you? I think if you ask 1,000 people who don't know this Gemara, not one of them would tell you that that's the pshat. So what's the pshita? The Netziv gives a teretz in his sefer, Merome Sadeh. We are going to go in the derech of Harav Agon, Rabbi Yaakov Dovid Hamik Shlita. This is Torah that I received from him. So now in the pasuk itself it says Yireas Hashem b'nei v'melech v'im shonim al tisarav. Rashi explains Yireas Hashem b'nei v'melech Yireas ha-melech u'bevad shalei yasircha miyireas Hashem. You should fear the king, but he shouldn't remove you from fearing God. U'lalam Yireas Hashem kodem. So that's why it says Yireas Hashem b'nei es Hashem b'nei. So first Yireas Hashem and then Yireas ha-melech, because Yireas Hashem comes first. V'im shonim al tisarav or mishtei rishu yosiyesh. And with those who are shonim, don't mix in. What does that mean? That means those who say that there are two Rishuyos, that's Shonim, they say that there are two, maybe Milash and Shnayim, that they say that there are two powers in this world, dualism. What's very fascinating is that the Gemara says, Pshita, okay, that Rav Yitzchak's pshat is right, he's talking about Shein Halachas. And then Vayter, it says, no, you might have thought like Rav Huna, who says it's talking about somebody who repeats a sin. And then Mekikt Oif Rashi, you look in Rashi, and what do you see? He doesn't say neither like Rav Yitzchak, nor like Rav Huna. So that's so pashut. Rashi says, Bechlal another perish. Hard to understand. So Rashi, in our sugya, says, Pshita dahachihu, ela b'may nidrashe, ilav b'hachi. It's pashut that that's what it means. How else are we going to darshan it if not this way? In other words, what Rashi is saying is that it's a drash. So it's pashut that that's the drash. But Rashi ala pasuk is telling us the pshat, those who say they're two rishuyos. Beautiful pshat in Rashi. Karen Ora says that according to Rav Yitzchak, we darshan v'melech al tamid chachamim, like Chazal say, man malchi rabbanan. And if so, the parish is Yireas Hashem b'nei v'melech, fear God and tamid chachamim. V'im shonam al tisarev. In other words, don't be mischaber with those who are learning mishnayos and are not true tamid chachamim. So writes Rav Meir Arik in his Minchas Kanos. However, we still have to understand, why is it pashut that there's no other way to darshan except for the way of Rav Yitzchak? We also have to understand that there's a limit here that adopted a true Talmid Chachamim. You only have to love and fear a true Talmid Chachamim, and not those who stam learn halachas. How's it shaykh to say that we would think to darshan like Rafuna? So bishleim as shonei halachas, there's a havamina that you should fear them, you should be davik to them, because b'chol zot they're learning, they're bali Torah. But what's the havamina in Rafuna? That the pasuk needs to dispel the notion that you should not fear bali avera. Remember, the pasuk says yireh Hashem b'niv melech. You have to fear God and the king. Im shonim atasarev, and don't mix in with shonim. Who's that? Those who are shon halachas. Don't connect to those guys. Because you would think that you would connect to those guys. According to Rav Yitzchak, it's very good. You would think you would connect to Shona Halachas, but how does Rav Huna stem with the Pasuk? So therefore it would appear that Adar Rabbah, even if Divrei Rashi and Sefer Mishlei al Derech HaPshat, and Divrei HaGemara al Derech HaDrash, however, Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, and the Drash of the Gemara has to be similar to the Pshat. And not only that, it would appear that Adar Rabbah, the whole parish of Rashi and Sefer Mishlei, is really built on this Gemara. This parish of Rashi is built in the Gemara. Meaning that Rashi didn't understand the act of Acharonim, that the Lashon of Melech are Tamir HaChamim. Rather, it's Kipshuto. And the Kavanah of the Gemara is Bidyuk, like he says in Mishlei. The Rav Yitzchak is coming to say, Yireh B'nei Hashem HaMelech, Yireh HaMelech, fear the king. Rashi says it's talking about a king Kipshuto. Ubavachlei Asircham Yireh Hashem, provided that he doesn't remove you, make you veer from Yireh Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Rishus to the king to place, instill fear on the citizens, and even Malchei Umas HaOlam, they're allowed to instill fear. Ubilvad Shelo Lishtamish B'zeh Neged Yiras Hashem, provided that you don't use this against Yiras Hashem, and you always have to be Makdim Yiras Hashem to the year of the king, even B'Malchei Yisrael. Even B'Malchei Yisrael, you have to be Makdim Yiras Hashem to the year of the king. And since it says to fear Es Hashem, so we can darshan like we darshan Pesukei Torah, like Rabbi Kiva Psachim, Es Hashem Lekechati L'Rav Smina Chachamim. So it was said in this pasuk, they have to be makdim even Yiras Gedolei Torah to Amelech Basar Adam. So Yirei Es Hashem, so you have to fear God first, and then the Es L'Rabos even Tamei Chachamim, and then you get to the Melech, and then you fear the king. So here's on Haga Brul Bnei Yisrael, wherever Jewish people live, that they have to fear the king. Dina de machusa dina filo b'malchusa umos. But Yiras Hashem Yisbaruch, but Yiras Gedol Tamir Chachamim of our generation is Kodemus Liras HaMelech, and comes Rabbi Yitzchak and he warns us, Vimshonim al tisarev, meaning don't be mischaber with those who learn Mishnayis. Dahainu, Shirashi says, Shiloshim Shilo Tamir Chacham Belok Pidu Al Tamei Mishnayis. They weren't Mishamish Tamir Chacham, they weren't makbid in the reasons for the Mishnayis, and there's a Michshol Atzum that you have to warn about. Because they look like in the eyes of the Pshutei Am, like Tamir Chachamim. They can quote Divrei Chazal and Pirkei Avos. And a lot of people like them. And they're good speakers. But these people don't have the power to stand against the king. And therefore, you can't rely on them to be give hadjiracha when Yiras Hashem is going to be makdim to Yiras HaMelech. So these guys who aren't really Tamir Chachamim, they just say a nice vort, but they don't really good orators, but they're not great scholars. So these people, unfortunately, we have that today, and they're not going to be able to stand up to the king. They're not going to be the ones who are going to fear God before the king. And therefore, Yireh Hashem B'ni, so you have to fear God, you have to fear the Es, the Talmid Chachamim, and only then the king. But don't mix in with those guys who are just know a few Mishnayos, they know a few nice words, and that's all, but they don't really understand deeply. They're not Talmid Chachamim. And therefore it's shaykh lashon pshita, because pshuta shall make ra those who say shtei rishuyos yesh. In other words, there's rishus Hashem and there's rishus HaMelech, and therefore they fear the king even when it's misnaged liyiras Hashem. Those are the two rishuyos. There's fear of God and fear of the king. It's not that you're fearing the king, like we have machusa the arad ken machusa the rakia. That's an expression of the godly malchus. So it's a himmel dekazachta fear king. But if you make two rishuyos, it's a heavenly thing. But if you make two rishuyos and you say, oh, I don't know, you got to fear God, a one rishus, one domain, and then there's the king, and then sometimes the king is going to come first. That's terrible. So that's the Gemara's kasha, pshita. Of course it means it's talking about these shonim, these guys. Those who just learn Mishnayos. They're the ones who are going to say they're two rishuyos. Of course you shouldn't, of course that's the Pudah Pasuk is talking about. Of course you shouldn't be misariv with them. So the Gemara's answer is, no, it's not pashut mamish. It's not mamish pashut. Sheyitochein, that it could be that even Rabban and Bali Mishnayis, you're allowed to have a keshe with them, and the pasuk is coming to warn us like Rafuna. That Akopanim, those who are Megil B'chelke HaTorah, even if they call themselves religious, since they are Surim, Shenasu Lehem Keheter, there's certain things that they do that are like Heter to them, so you better not mix in with them. They might call themselves religious people, but there's certain things in which they're lax. So you should stay away. So you might think that when you were trying to be involved in communal matters, you should connect to these people. Connect to these people who are lax in halacha. So kamash malan, and that's the havamina, like Rav Huna, that you should be misariv with them. So kamash malan, that the maskana is like Rav Yitzchak, that who shouldn't you be misariv with, who shouldn't you mix in with? You shouldn't mix in with those who are just shonim mishnayis, those guys who are just good speakers. And they know a few Mishnayos, and they know a few nice ideas, and then all of a sudden they become more chashuv, but you have to be careful from them, because they are going to put the king before God. It's the whole hemshech of the pasuk. That's the continuum of the pasuk. Got to put God before anybody else, and then the Talmid Chachamim, and don't hang around with these, and then the melech, and don't hang around with these guys who are going to mix up the order. They're going to put the melech first. The Gemara says, no, maybe it's like Rav Huna, that if you have to be maniga kehila, even people who are religious people, but okay, they're lax in certain things, you might think you can connect to them. Kamash malan, then not. That it's not like Rav Huna, that it's like Rav Yitzchak. That's pshat in the pasuk. Not that you should. Not that Rav Huna is not correct. That's just not the pshat in the pasuk. So again, the pshat goes with the drash, as we explain. Pshat being like Rashi says, you should fear God and the king, and then the drash is, but make sure that you don't mix in with those shona halachos, because they're not going to have the proper priorities. Okay, there's a beautiful hemshech to this Gemara, this shir. And we will, Mirta Hashem, I'm hoping Hashem should give us life and Simchas Chaim and Koach. And please God, in the next shir, we will go further, and we will continue seeing Niflos, Mitoras Hashem. But in the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful Mahalach in this Sugya, and we should be Zoche Lilmodu Lelameid, Lishmor Velasa, so the Kaim is called Divrei Salma Torah Sabi Ahava. Amen v'Amen. Shalom, shalom, see you soon.